Today's podcast is brought to you by Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, offering dog boarding, bathing, and daycare in an eco-friendly environment. Our pet care with a personal touch is not just a motto, it's really what we do. Our touch extends to the food without preservatives, quality and natural shampoos, inclusive boarding, and a green living environment. Sounds like I might want to check in. Visit us anytime on our Facebook page, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, or MariahBellManorKennel.com. Enjoy your program. This is Rayshan from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel. Living life tails up is a combination of balance and tail-wagging humor, hopefully, that'll make your nose go down and your tails go up and keep you on track. A balanced lifestyle combining what we do every day in the kennel with some humor, some ideas, and some positive, happy bubbles shot out there so everybody can have a little happy, positive, and live a little tails up. Today, I want to consider how the dogs see the world versus how people see the world, because there's a difference. Not only is that a difference between how low to the ground you are or how high to the ceiling you are, but it has to do with what senses you're using to see the world. When we do things at Mariah Bell Manor, it's amazing what we actually think about. And that's what Living Life Tails Up is really about. How you see things through a dog's eyes or pretend like you're a dog. And after 20 years of Mariah Bell Manor doing dog kenneling and boarding and daycare, sometimes I just feel like a dog. So if I'm a dog and I'm looking at the world, I'm probably from knee height or below. And there's a few cases where you're a little higher or a few cases where you're a little lower than ankle length. A little curve is right between the ankles and the knees of a human, right? An average adult human. That part of the world looks really different. If you sit on the floor and you start looking around your world, it's almost like a preschool teacher looking at the little bitty seats in the kindergarten classroom or sitting there at story time looking above the heads of your students and how the world looks so different. Now imagine you don't see all the colors. You only see part of the colors, and you see motion better than you see the colors or the outlines of the items. You see that motion better. And then what happens if when you smell something and then you eat it, it really doesn't taste like it smells, but you don't care because your olfactory nerves, those things that help you smell, are so sensitive, you're going to think whatever it is you're eating smells like what it's supposed to, and it tastes absolutely wonderful, even if it makes your human companions go, yuck, put that down. What are you thinking? Because as a dog, you're not thinking. You're reacting because it smells. So what did we do with this? We all had a staff meeting sitting on the floor at Mariah Bell. At one point, we even put McDonald's sodas, or pops, depending on where you're at in the country, maybe Cokes, into the dog buckets. By Maryland law, you have to have your buckets clipped to the side of the kennel. And so we put the buckets clipped to the side of the kennel and put McDonald's soft drinks in there. And you know what? If you have two buckets back to back and one person tries to drink out of one straw and the person in the other kennel tries to drink out of the other straw, you're like eyeball to eyeball across the kennel, and it's really, really uncomfortable. So that's how we realized, very, very uncomfortable for the dogs at eye level like that. Who's going to intimidate who over a drink of water? So that's when we realized we needed to hang those buckets on other sides, other places, move those around so you're not eyeball to eyeball with the dog or the person next door to you. When you're sitting on that floor and the toys are on the shelf, and the shelf you know you could reach if you stand on your back legs, and you know you're going to get in trouble, you're going to weigh, how fast can I do this? And you're building skills that maybe your human companions don't want you to build. But if you move the dog buckets with the really green or blue toys to the bottom, which is what we found at Mariah Bell, the dogs really like the best, are the bright green or the bright blue toys. Those are the toys that get played with the most, so we put them lower on the ground. And you know what? A lot of our dogs don't jump on the counters to get the green or blue toys. How's that for efficient? The way the world looks from the dog's point of view is motion and smell. The smells the dogs like may not be the smells that the humans like. And all of the beautiful white and gray and minimal that's in right now for humans might not actually make a difference to the dogs. It might make a difference to the humans who are trying to clean the kennel, but it might not make a difference to the people who are coming into the kennel to leave their dogs. And I'll tell you what, the dogs really don't care what color the wall is, but they do care if it looks like it has motion on the floor. If you have a dog who's going from a dark surface to a light surface, that's a change. And as their eyesight changes, they may not want to make that transition. If you have a pattern, there's some beautiful, beautiful concrete out there that has stains and they look like waves. 9 times out of 10, your dogs won't step on it because they think it's moving or water or in motion. Things to think about when you're from the dog's point of view. When you're from the dog's point of view, You want mats on your floor so that you can grip as you take off and land. You want mats on the floor that your toenails, if they're a little bit sharp or a little bit long, can just kind of grab into. And that way, when you make that quick turn, you're not sliding across the floor, losing your balance and damaging a hip. All kinds of things to think about. So today, go home, sit on your floor, grab your dog and look around. Take a smell, take a look around, see what's going on. See what motion you can see, what smells you can smell. You know, I really think the trash can at nose height for a dog who's standing on all fours right there about knee height is just wrong. So go sit in your kitchen and see the world from the dog's height and wonder, what's on the counter and how fast could I get it? Keep your nose down, your tails up, and life going round and round. We'll see you soon.